The Board of County Commissioners meeting on July 16th to order this morning. Welcome to everybody that's here, not only in the room, but in our viewing audience. So thank you all for joining us. And this morning we have four of the five commissioners. I think Commissioner Christensen will be in shortly. We have Commissioner Reardon.
Good morning, Chairman Bell. Good morning, everyone.
Commissioner Shellstad.
Good morning, Rush. Good morning, everybody.
Commissioner Mall.
Good morning, Chairman. Good morning, everyone. Welcome.
We have our Deputy County Clerk, Kendra Anderson, and our Deputy County Attorney, Carol Seeger. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
So thank you again, and we're going to start today's meeting with Deacon Kim Carroll's going to do our invocation, and then we'll stay standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Deacon, thank you very much for being here.
Good morning. Lord God, as we come before you this day, we give you thanks and praise for the marvelous gifts that you bestow on all of us, on this county, on our great state. And so it is we take this moment to ask your intercession, to call down your blessing, your mercy on all those residents, but in a special way this day, all those who represent this county on the Board of Commissioners, all those who serve and assist their great efforts. We ask you to bless our families, all those who are threatened with loss of income by some of the mine closures, or at least the threat of those. We ask you to bless those of us who are able to walk with them to assure them of our continued support. And so it is that we ask for the fullness of that Holy Spirit, the invocation of that Holy Spirit, the gift of wisdom that would guide us in our decisions and in our journey with one another. And so it is that we ask all this in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dean Carroll, thank you again. Okay.
Mr. Chairman,
yep,
I move the board approve all items in the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Shellstad, seconded by Commissioner Reardon, that the board approve all of the items on the consent agenda as presented. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That motion passes. Do we have anybody that wants to make public comment? Nobody wants to make public comment. We don't have anything for our open government on the agenda this morning, and so we're going to jump right into it with Commander Jerry Walters, and we're going to talk about some American Legion awards, and this is exciting. So thank you. Please, if you would please come up, and you can introduce yourself, and then.
My name is Jerry Walters. I'm the commander of Campbell County American Legion Post 42. Thank you for allowing myself, Vice Commander Buddy Langoni, and Finance Officer Donna Walters to be here to recognize several individuals. Also, some more of my members have showed up this morning, too. The American Legion Department at Wyoming had chosen Deputy Sheriff Kevin Thies and Firefighter Matt Dobrovolny as Law Enforcement Officer and Firefighter of the Year for 2019. They were recommended by their superiors in April of this year. These had gone through and reviewed by all of our district posts, and they were chosen as District 5 award winners, after which time our district commander took those two departments to state level. The Legion Department of Wyoming leadership reviewed the nominees from the entire state and chose them to receive these awards. They were presented these accolades at the department convention on June 22nd. Also present here today is Buddy Langoni, my vice commander, who received the District Legionnaire of the Year and Shelley Foster, chosen as the Department Club Manager of the Year. In addition, Tori Beck, the young lady behind me, received the first ever Department Commander's Excellence Award for her support of our local veterans. Please join me in saying thank you to these individuals. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just want to say congratulations. I've never seen this award before. Is this something new that the Legion is doing, or is it okay? Okay. Well, congratulations. It's wonderful.
And Commissioner Reardon's got some more information on Tori that he was asked to read, and we have time. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Langley. He was nice enough to give this to me, so I'm going to read it for public record. Tori Beck is a 13-year-old 8th-grade student at Twin Spruce Junior High in Gillette, Wyoming, and attended elementary grades at Rosette Elementary School in Rosette, Wyoming. Tori had enrolled in an after-school program called FCCLA, Family Career Community Leaders of America, as she chose event planning for her project. She chose to do an event for raising funds for veterans, and her grandfather is a Vietnam veteran and has been a very important part of her life. She did her research looking for national programs to donate to, but wasn't satisfied with the distributions of their funding. She started to look locally to see if she could find a local program. Tori was advised to visit with the American Legion Post 42 for help and advice. She met with the club manager and commander and was told to talk with her second vice, Buddy Langoni. After a meeting with Buddy, they discussed a plan and found a dinner and live auction would be the best for her to achieve her event planning goals. Buddy had her mother take photos of Tori at the podium at Post 42 and discussed her flyer to hand out to get donations for her auction from local businesses. She had a flyer made up that same night. After Christmas break from school, Tori, with the help of her friends and family, passed out over 300 flyers and got many donations from not only businesses but from people who were donating to her event. She also put her Thank a Veteran dinner on social media and got much interest, posted photos of items donated with a thank you note. She was contacted by the local newspaper and a local radio station for interviews. Her project was growing fast. On February 16, 2019, she had her event at Post 42 and raised $10,758, which she plans to divide to three local veterans help plans. They are the VFW Hometown Vet Program, the American Legion Post 42 Help a Vet Program, and the Buffalo Veterans Home in Buffalo, Wyoming. During her auction, there was a table set up for Lester Sanderson, a young veteran who had developed severe MS and is in a hospital in Chicago, and Tori passed buckets among the audience to help raise an additional $485 for him. Tori had to do a presentation of her event to the FCCLA locally in mid-March at her after-school program in Gillette, at which time she won the opportunity to compete at a regional level in Cheyenne, Wyoming on March 28th. On March 29th, the winners were announced and Tori won the regional and the opportunity to go to the national FCCLA level in California this summer to present what her event was and what she had done. Tori was awarded Student of the Year in not only American Legion District 5, but also Student of the Year in Wyoming by the State Directors of the Wyoming American Legion. The state commander was so touched by her achievement that a new award was created called the State Commander's Choice Award, and Tori received that award also. Tori then ventured to Anaheim, California to compete in the national finals for the FCCLA final competition. And after her presentation and the presentation of many other students from high schools throughout the country, Tori won second place with a bronze medal. I always thought second place was a silver medal. Okay. Trying to test me there, huh, buddy? She also received letters of congratulations from Senator John Barrasso and Mike Enzi, with a side note to put her into the Library of Congress for her accomplishment. Buddy and the members here at Post 42 are all very proud of Tori. She has shown us the future of our support to veterans still runs deep in the hearts of this country's youth. There is a flyer. I didn't see any flyers, and hopefully you can get some of those out. And Buddy's recommendation for Student of the Year to the American Legion of Wyoming and possibly the nation. Thank you very much, Tori, and great job. Thank you. I don't have a letter to read for Matt and Kevin, so sorry, guys. You're going to have to become more prepared next time, like Tori was.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to congratulate Tori. I think it says an awful lot about a youth character to put your time and energy into our veterans. I think that's most people look at veterans as old people, and there's a lot of veterans in this community that are not old people, and for our young people to take a stand for our veterans says an awful lot about your character. So thank you.
Thank you all, and thank you all for coming to help us congratulate all these people. So appreciate that.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next, and hopefully you guys will stay for our whole meeting, but I also understand that normally doesn't happen, so don't feel bad if you have other places to go, Sheriff Matheny. Thank you, guys. Okay, so then item E, we have airport marketing grant amendment, and Ms. Beasel's not here, but so apparently there was some more funds provided by the Aeronautics Division, and so we're going to take advantage of some of that in our marketing. So thank you. Yeah. I would entertain a motion.
Let's let the room clear here for a second. Laura. Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the amendment between the Wyoming Department of Transportation Aeronautics Division and Campbell County State Project Number AGC010X for costs associated with the 2019 marketing.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Reardon, seconded by Commissioner Shellstad. The board approve the amendment between Wyoming Department of Transportation Aeronautics Division and Campbell County State Project Number AGC010X for costs associated with the 2019 marketing. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion passes. Okay, we have next on the agenda item F, which is the Carbon Valley Ecosystem Blueprint. Ms. Seeger has the agreement, and go ahead.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I did prepare the agreement. I believe that perhaps someone else wanted to speak a little bit about the underlying project.
Mrs. Castleberry, thank you.
Ms. Castleberry, if you don't get up, I had to speak, so I was glad you joined us from the back of the room.
Good morning, commissioners. Ms. Seeger, I'm not sure that the word want was the correct terminology, but that's okay.
I was just going to say, Ms. Beasel, we actually already approved your grant. So I presented for you and did a wonderful job. And nobody had any questions. And so you're all, yeah, thank you.
So this is back in January, Dr. Gilbert presented to the Board of Commissioners and then in May presented to the City Council as well about a proposal on how we can create a different type of ecosystem here in Campbell County that would allow us to diversify our economy, but using the resources that we currently have. So we all know that we have many decades of supply for coal available. But if thermal coal is not going to be an option for us moving forward, then how can we use that resource and still build our economy and diversify it, but using that resource? And so that is one of the things that Dr. Gilbert and his partners at Lone Tree are going to provide a guide for us on how we can create the ecosystem that we need here so that we can diversify our economy while using the resources that we have available, because we want to be able to protect those jobs in the coal mines and the service industry, but we need to be able to find additional uses for those resources. And so he is going to put together a rather comprehensive plan for us. It sounds like he has a pretty phenomenal team that has done this type of work before, more specifically in the tech industry, how they've been able to, he has a couple of people who have been able to work with local communities to create the necessary systems that have to be in place in order for a community to really kind of change its focus. And that's what this agreement is to do, is to allow them to prepare that blueprint for us so that we can use it then and then move forward with implementing it here on the ground. And hopefully if we do it right, then we can, in fact.
And I think, you know, as far as, thank you, Ivy, for that. I appreciate that. I don't want people out there to think that we are somewhat abandoning the thermal coal market, because that's not what this is about. It's about increasing the look at it. Value things that what we have here, which is coal, and you know, we're extremely supportive of the thermal coal market. We want to see that continue. We're going to continue to promote this area and the use of clean coal and clean coal technologies and power that's generated by that. But also looking at other ways to develop carbon and CO2 and different things like that. And so, thank you for that. I think this is something that we've been looking forward to for a while, and would like to see what comes out of it. So,
and Mr. Chairman, if I could add to that, what I would say is that this is this fits right in with what the board has been working on for a number of years. When you look at the Advanced Carbon Products Innovation Center that you have applied for funding through the Wyoming Business Council as well as the Economic Development Administration, this is the type of stuff that fits right in with what you are trying to move towards. So it would be a great help in being able to accomplish that.
I'll just add a little bit that when you talk to the ecosystems, and Ivy mentioned it, what's really critical, everybody thinks that economic development is easy, and you go recruit somebody and you work through there. And what they're really focused on is, in order to develop a culture and a community that focuses on research and technology in this carbon space, that it really has to do with the ecosystem being like, what attracts them and what are the other businesses that complement them and where do the researchers come from and where's the educated talent pool? And, you know, it's all of those things that fit into actually making it work. And so Dr. Gilbert and his team have had success doing this in other communities and other places, and they're very excited. I know that they were awarded some Fulbright researchers for the case, which is kind of, or for the project, which is a big honor. And so hopefully this turns into something nice.
Absolutely. And Chairman, just the last thing that I would say is that I do want to point out that this is a partnership between Campbell County and the City of Gillette. So the City of Gillette is going to be an equal partner in this project. So.
I've got to tell you, Ivy, that for not wanting to be up here and talking about this, you did a really good job. So thank you.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right, I'd entertain
Mr. That. Chairman. I move the board approve the agreement for professional services between Campbell County, by and through the Board of Commissioners, the City of Gillette, by and through the City Council, and Lone Tree Academics, LLC, for the Carbon Valley Ecosystem Development Blueprint Project as presented.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Shellstad, seconded by Commissioner Christensen that the board approve the agreement for professional services between Campbell County by and through the Board of Commissioners, the City of Gillette by and through City Council, and Lone Tree Academics, LLC, for the Carbon Valley Ecosystem Development Blueprint Project as presented. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I'll just add to what Ivy said. I appreciate the city partnering with us on the endeavor, and appreciate their support.
Mr. Chairman, I'll just so folks out there know that the financial investment is a total of $45,000, which the city and county are splitting equally.
Thank you, Ms. Seeger. Any other discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes. Okay. Next, we have Sarah Kubacher for a Employee Recognition Committee.
Good morning, Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Sarah Kubacher. I am the current chair of the Employee Recognition Committee. I also work at the library. And we are here today to get your approval of our new member of the ERC. This is Charity Knope. She works at Road and Bridge. She will be replacing outgoing Melissa Kirshner for a three-year term expiring 2022.
So Charity, you're super excited.
She fits right in perfectly, yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for putting your name in for this, and appreciate it.
It's good to have representation from Road and Bridge, and so we're happy to have her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the board appoint Charity Knope to the Employee Recognition Committee to serve a three-year term ending June 30th, 2022.
Second.
So Charity is Knop, is that right? I know that you probably get it all the time, but it's mispronounced. I just want to make sure. Okay.
How did you know?
So it's been moved by Commissioner Maul and seconded by Commissioner Reardon that the board appoint Charity Knop to the Employee Recognition Committee to serve a three-year term ending June 30th, 2022. Any further discussion? Thank you again for putting your name out there, and thank you, Sarah. So, all right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chair. You.
Okay. So we have, due to everybody's maybe noticed today, but we have a vacant chair on the end of the bench today. In Mr. Palmer's absence, he also was serving for the Board of Commissioners on the Economic Development Energy Capital Economic Development Board, and so we are going to appoint a new person to that, and so we thought Jim Ford would be a good person to appoint on behalf of the commissioners, so I would entertain that motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board appoint Jim Ford to the Energy Capital Economic Development Board to serve a three-year term ending June 30th, 2022.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Reardon, seconded by Commissioner Maul, that the board appoint Jim Ford to the Energy Capital Economic Development Board to serve a three-year term ending June 30th, 2022. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. And then the next one would be, I think, a reappointment of Jeannie Stone to the Child Support Authority Board.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board appoint Jeannie Stone to the Child Support Authority Board to serve a three-year term ending June 30th, 2022.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Christensen, seconded by Commissioner Shellstad, that the board appoint Jeannie Stone to the Child Support Authority Board to serve a three-year term ending June 30th, 2022. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say...
I did have a question on that. Sorry, Mr. Chair. Is there a limit to how many terms a person can serve on that board?
And I don't believe there is, and it's probably a good thing.
Probably.
Because you have to have, the makeup requires a county commissioner and a county attorney representative. And I think there's one other, am I correct, Carol?
Yeah, the only thing I can say definitive is that the makeup of the board is at least in some part determined by position. Yeah.
But no limits on the number of terms a person can serve.
Not that I'm aware of, but admittedly, I am not, I haven't reviewed.
Well, I would think it wouldn't be, because an attorney probably wouldn't be putting in for another term if she wasn't eligible.
There's nothing in their guidelines.
I don't think there's actually anything, but I think Ms. Wood from Crook County has been serving on this since I was part of this program.
The clerk of court is the other one that's right. Statutory. And so.
All right. Just a question. Thank you.
I'm afraid you would otherwise have, I'm not sure you'd get a lot of volunteers in the county attorney's office.
Yep. So, okay. Good question, though. Any other discussion? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion passes. And then we're quite a bit ahead of schedule, but and Mr. Milinkovic is not here, so I'm going to bump ahead, and I know Mr. Tranis is here, and so I'm going to have you come up, Bob, and we'll go to your agenda item if you don't mind. And congratulations again on the celebration on Thursday and Friday, and I apologize again for missing it, but I heard it went really well, and hopefully it was everything afterwards. We even had a big fireworks show for it too.
Well played. Absolutely. Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Bob Tranis with Children's Developmental Services. I'm glad I showed up early, so you're moving along. I'm here today to present for your consideration an agreement between Children's Developmental Service of Campbell County and Montana State University. This agreement would allow students from their dietetic program at Montana State to be housed and learn at Children's Developmental Services. They'll also provide support for our nutrition program. They'll work directly with staff in the kitchen and then staff that work directly with children, with our occupational therapists and teachers. Our commitment on this is to provide 2 weeks, one this fall for a student, and then 2 weeks in the springtime for a second student.
That's exciting. I know that we've been talking to your board about this for a little while, and so I think it's great to bring some university people in and helps us, helps them. I think this is a great opportunity.
So. Absolutely.
Chairman, I move the board approve the clinical affiliate agreement between Campbell County and Montana State University on behalf of the Children's Developmental Services to host and provide educational clinical opportunities for students enrolled in the Montana Dietetic Internship Program as presented.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Shellstad, seconded by Commissioner Maul, that the board approve the clinical affiliate agreement between Campbell County and Montana State University on behalf of the Children's Developmental Services to host and provide educational and clinical opportunities for students enrolled in the Montana Dietetic Internship Program as presented. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes.
Great, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Milinkovic, you're up. Good timing. We're running ahead, so.
That doesn't happen often.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Clark Milinkovic from Public Works. So in late May, we sent out a request for proposals from architectural teams to take a look at the second floor of the courthouse and also the courthouse annex, which is the building right across the street, formerly known as the Cloud Peak Building. And we received proposals from three different architectural teams and a team of staff members evaluated those and selected the Schutz-Foss architect team to do that work for us. Now that work's going to involve some programming, a study discussing with the entities that would potentially move over to the courthouse annex or be moved within the courthouse here somewhere. And so we'd be sitting down with those entities, going through a programming study to determine, you know, which entities fit where and where it's feasible or beneficial to locate these entities. And then the results of this study would be schematic design with cost estimates that we would be able to use to determine how to move forward with any relocations.
Mr. Chairman. Clark, I haven't had a chance to read all the way through this, but what's your timing?
We are, this would happen late January would be the results. We'd have the results of this in late January. That would be in time to put money into the next fiscal year budget if the board decided to move forward with any work. And so that's the timeline. We'd start start in early August and kind of have the results in January of next year, 2020.
Okay, so by the time we get the results in and start making plans to do anything, this building will have been empty for a year. What are we doing for maintenance upkeep on this building? Is anybody even going through it, checking it? What's the...
Yeah, we have. Our maintenance department's over there regularly, and yeah, I'm over there pretty often. We have pulled a fiber optic line and a phone line over to that building to connect to this building. That's something that we have completed, and so, you know, the building's on our radar, and we are looking out, looking after it, maintaining the heating and cooling systems, and that.
Hopefully, we're not spending too much money on cooling for an empty building.
No, we're keeping it to where it's acceptable for the building, but no, we're not. Just saying that the systems and everything are working over there. And the water's shut off right now.
Thank you,
Ms. Clark. Mr. Chairman, I'm somewhat like Commissioner Reardon. I know our goal was to get things moving because we've got some departments that we need to get moved in order to keep this juggling act going.
Right. Sure.
So I'd like to see. I believe our intent was to move the project quicker, and then we were going to use monies from the commissioner's short-term capital construction account this year.
Okay.
So, I'd like to see August for a start date, I think, is still fine, but I'd like to see the initial results and some of that by October. That's still 2 months, 2.5 months. And then I'd like to see it where by November, December, we could actually send out bids and get things going in the next year. I don't know what the rest of the board feels, but I think that's more consistent with the discussion we've had.
Yeah. Yes. So I think, Commissioner Christensen, I always think things should move faster too, and I think we all would like to see things move a little bit faster, but I also know in reality it seems like it never does, and so I think that Commissioner Christensen, Commissioner Reardon is correct on that, but also I'm not saying we can't get it done because I think that maybe we can, but we'll do what we can, I guess, to see that sped up a little bit, but if we can
do that, and I can discuss with them. I mean, there's a lot of different parts and pieces, and sitting down with each of those entities and determining how they do their work, what kind of space they're going to need. So there's a substantial amount of work, but not to say we couldn't, try to get that done sooner.
I think that we had, I know we've had the conversation about there's certain offices that could be moved over there with very, very little work. And so I think, seeing something going forward a little bit quicker than that time frame, we can certainly do it. So I guess we'll look forward to seeing what happens from this contract for services and see what their time frame.
Yeah, that could be my feedback to the consultant, from the board, is that we need to try to move this faster.
All right. Chairman, I would agree. I think that if there's some agencies that could move over there with very little work, I wonder if they could be occupying that space over there before and during some of that work. I think it would go a long ways for this board if we've seen at least some activity. And it seems like an awful long time to leave that building sitting empty when we have some needs already. So,
well, and I think, okay. Yeah, I think that's something we have to just be careful with, too. And I think Commissioner Shellstad's right. But if it hinders the whatever remodel that we have to do to have somebody there and then extra costs moving them or whatever, then it doesn't.
Right, yeah, and I acknowledge what you're saying. Commissioner Shellstead and Chairman. You know, one of the directions I did have is to move people once and then have it be done. You know, that's the thing. If we move them there, we might have to move them there. But then we might, you know, and then we might have to, when we get their other place ready, move them up the hall or something. And not to say that that couldn't be done, but some of the direction I had received was to try to move people once,
sure,
you know, to their permanent home.
And but, that's my goal, too, and that's why I think if we can move it a little quicker, given where the look we're doing at, that should be doable. And given that the team is local, unless they're doing things that nobody else is doing in town, they should have some horsepower right now. So let's...
And I didn't mention that, but it was in the memo that, yeah, this is a very local team. We've got structural engineers, mechanical engineers that have worked on both these buildings, and then Kyle has worked extensively on this building and also that other building. So we've got a good team who's familiar with us, you know, as an owner, and familiar with the buildings also.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the contract for services between Schutzfoss Architects and Campbell County to develop a schematic design and cost estimates for the Campbell County Office Relocation Project, Phase 1 Courthouse and Courthouse Annex, in an amount not to exceed $151,940 as presented.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Christensen, seconded by Commissioner Maul. The board approved the contract for services between Schutzfoss Architects and Campbell County to develop a schematic design and cost estimates for Campbell County Office Relocation Project, Phase 1 Courthouse and Courthouse Annex, in the amount not to exceed $151,940 as presented. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay. And so, thank you, Clark.
Thanks,
appreciate
Clark.
It. And so then, we're actually going to, I'm going to ask the board to convene into executive session prior to item L for property acquisition and attorney-client privilege communication. And just in case Ms. Knust shows up, and then if not, we'll come back out, take action or not, and then go back in if we need to. Ms. Seeger, does that sound okay?
It does. She indicated she'd be here at 9:30, but maybe she got hung up.
Sounds good. And then we will come back into our regular meeting agenda to deal with item L, and then I will still have our workshop today. So I would entertain that motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the board convene into executive session to discuss real property acquisition and client privilege information.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Reardon, seconded by Commissioner Shellstead, that the board move into executive session to discuss property acquisition and attorney-client privilege communication. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that motion passes. So at this time, we'll have to clear everybody out, and then we'll ask you back in when we're finished.